You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do I need to backsell it? Like, you know, that's Jameis. Jameis Winston, he's hyped. He's in a good mood. He's going to be starting on Sunday for the New York Football Giants as a 7-point dog against the Green Bay Packers, which is viewed as the top team, but man, are they struggling. That offense has not looked good over the last couple of weeks. Welcome back, Joe O. Sammy P. You've got Bet Sweats, lightning bets in about 20 minutes. We're going to read something that we found quite amusing coming up. Jameis wearing number 19, and there he is singing, I guess that was Hamilton. Have you seen Hamilton?
No, I have not, unfortunately.
Same. I'm guessing the show is 0-5. Has anybody on the show seen Hamilton?
There's a chance Gertz has seen it.
He's going to say it's too expensive. Anybody?
No. To the dismay of my music teacher mother, I have not seen Hamilton yet.
Wow. Gertz. That feels personal, Paul.
No.
Good call on Gertz.
Bad job by me. Gertz has seen it, of course. All right.
He said, I knew it.
He's the most.
And he saw it live.
He doesn't like
it. He saw the movie. And he saw it live. And he says it's very, very good. This is something's wrong here.
That's true. He's with the crowd.
This is very popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's seen it.
He's probably an Aaron Burr guy. He's definitely an Aaron Burr guy.
Man, I'm surprised, actually. No chance, Jake.
No chance. There's Jake, not a chance in hell Jake has seen Hamilton.
Yeah, unless he's going to cuss out the cab driver on the way over there. Like, no, he ain't going.
He's not getting in the cab. He's going to walk. He's not getting in the cab.
I think the Prudential building is as close as Jake gets to the theater district, probably. It's my guess.
Really?
Gertz adding that Hamilton much better than Heat in the chat.
Which one's longer?
I can't argue it because I haven't seen Hamilton. But I've heard.
I've not seen Hamilton. Very good. I've seen The Greatest Showman. I feel like those are similar. I did like that one. Jackman was great in The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
I think that's the name of the movie, right? The Greatest Showman, maybe? Question
mark. Want the pink song?
I don't know what the pink song is.
That
seems like a... What? Never mind.
It's on the soundtrack. Anyways.
Yes. I don't know. Where were we? Jameis. This happened last year. This was the show that we did in Chicago when the microphone impaled my computer. Remember? And my computer was broken for like 2 weeks. But what did we do when we sat there Friday at the Pru? We talked about the Browns money line with Jameis against the Ravens. And it happened. And then we flipped on him the next week when everybody was like, Jameis, ah! And then they lost and everything went back to normal. I love betting this guy, like, in this spot, that first game, because everybody buys in and everybody falls for it. He's the most electrifying quarterback because he could throw three touchdowns or he could throw three pick sixes. You know, like it's really a sense of how many times does he throw the ball to the other team? And with Green Bay, they do bring a lot of pressure, and obviously they have Micah Parsons. But I think that first Jameis game is always worth a taste. And at +7, I just submitted my five, my Chicago Media five. It's in my five, and I will probably sprinkle a little bit on the money line, just because I feel like, you know, you have Jameis, you have Kafka. There's a lot to like when you have two new forces working together. And mm-hmm. The number is 7. At 7, it's a bet for me. Anything less? Nope, I'm not in. But at 7, it's a bet.
Okay, so to your point, that Baltimore game, that was his first start of the year. 27 for 41, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Phenomenal. Yep. Mm-hmm. After that, loss. The next week, it was 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Hilarious.
I remember fighting with somebody on Twitter about this. I vividly remember mm-hmm. I was at Total Wine. I was in my car. I had just bought a bunch of booze, and I was sitting in my car fighting with somebody on Twitter who was telling me that Jameis is a good quarterback. And I quite literally went to his football reference page and showed how many games under 500 he was as a starter. And there's a big enough yep. of a sample size, but people go J-Mo crazy. They go J-Mo crazy. With Jameis Winston. Like mm-hmm. after that first win, the shark is leapt like way too far. And that will happen again. If the Giants can pull this off, you're going to hear some of the most outlandish, moronic takes about Jameis Winston, who is quite literally an average quarterback in the NFL. But it's that first Jameis game. You have to know, Joe. It's like that big poker hand. You get all the chips and then you get the hell out. You don't keep betting. It's one hand. Mm-hmm. You see if you got it, and then you're out.
Okay, let's go 2 years ago, because 2023, he did not have a start. Let's go to 2022. He's in New Orleans, week number one. At Atlanta, they win 27-26. Jameis, 269, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 8 yards per attempt. Let's go before that. His first game, he's still in New Orleans. They're hosting Green Bay. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. The next week, he had no touchdowns and 2 picks and a loss to Carolina. They beat Green Bay 38-3. Next week, they lose to Carolina 26-7. That's the Jameis experience.
It's magical. We just joked about Hamilton and the Greatest Showman. It's freaking magic in the first game. And then it all comes back. It all regresses to what he really is. He's a fun guy. He did some work with us with Fox. He was awesome. He was walking around New Orleans, nom, 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 eating dubs. I mean, he's hilarious. He's an awesome dude. He's an mm-hmm. average quarterback, though. Look at his career record, 36-51 as a starter. That's who he is. That's who he is. But that first start, I don't know what it is about that first Jameis start every year.
Yeah. Should we just take them as a dog and start pairing them with other dogs? Like, this is our wheel. We're hooking things to the Giants. Is that where we're at?
Are you saying money line or +7?
Oh, I'm saying money line.
I cooked something up based off this conversation.
Chef. Hit us, Chef.
Yes, Chef. Giants money line. 250 plus for Jameis, 3 plus touchdowns, 22-1.
Oh, that's a bet. That's a bet you make. If you put a unit on that, it is worth the risk.
I want to talk about correlating. I mean, he has to have a big game for them to win, to have a chance to win.
And then now, you could probably do the inverse, where you could do Packers by 17 plus, Jameis 2 picks, no touchdowns. Picks. You know, like, because it's a game of extremes with him. That's why he's a backup in the league, because he's not consistent. He's either really, really good or really, really bad. There's really not that middle ground.
If, again, throwing it out to the group, If you do 300 plus yards, it goes up to 45-1. Like we want to take this angle, but like, how far do you go with it? Do you go conservative and go 2+ touchdowns, 250 yards on the money line, or do you go 3+ touchdowns, 300 yards on the money line?
You're the chef, Paul, on this one. I mean, it was your idea. Yeah. I think 250 and 3 touchdowns is.
I think that might
I would hate for you to have the Giants win. He throws for 296 and 3 touchdowns, and you're like,
yeah.
You say something that I can't say on this show, right? Like, you just look up at the heavens and yell, we all know where I'm going. Like, if he doesn't get the 300 and that's the only leg that doesn't hit, how mad are you going to be?
Yeah, if everything else makes sense. All right. Next week, Giants, go to Detroit.
And get walloped.
Annihilated.
I mean, run all day. They're going to run all day on the Giants. They're going to run for 300 yards in that game.
Yeah, that'll be Gibbs, Montgomery, right down your suck hole. Like, all game. Just all game. Pow.
Yep. I like it. All right, other live dogs for this week. Sam's not buying Chicago.
I knew you were going to say Chicago.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago.
Okay, go ahead. Sell me this pen.
Seattle, I 10 toes down. That's one. We're all the way in on the Giants. And then I know you're not in on Seattle. You like the Rams this week. I'm in on Seattle.
I'm not going to get there.
Really?
I don't think. No, I'm
not at 3.
I'm not there. Nope, not anymore. Okay. I'm good.
Is there another live dog that you like this week?
I would love to bet Denver, man. I really would. I look at the injury report and everybody's healthy for the Chiefs. Like, everybody's healthy but Pacheco. That's the only notable guy that didn't practice, and he's a zero to me anyways. Like, I don't get the heebie-jeebies because Isaiah Pacheco isn't playing. They've got enough on offense. Their line is getting healthier. Trey Smith is practicing. Josh Simmons is at practice now. You know, the left tackle who went AWOL, he was at practice. Karlaftis at practice. Reed off the bye. I mean, like, it's the perfect injury report for Kansas City. And I just, like, I don't think they're that good, but they're still good enough to beat Denver by one score, right? Win by 6, win by 7. I want to get there so bad, man, but I think I'd rather swallow the knife.
Is the Bengals defense so bad that even Aaron Rodgers is going to put 30 plus on them?
Are you saying?
Because if they don't, I like Bengals. Yeah, if they don't, I like them outright.
I mean, Rodgers will be throwing target practice. I mean, if there's one defense that's medicine for a bad offense, it's Cincinnati or Chicago or Dallas. Yep. I know you like the Bengals.
Yeah. I don't like last three Flacco games, 42 points, 38 points, 33 points. Yeah, their offense has been outstanding with him. And it's just a matter of can you get some stops? Can Cincinnati get some stops? I was beyond unimpressed on Sunday night. But obviously, Bengals defense versus the Chargers is a different story.
I just saw a text that I wish I didn't see. It just completely threw me off. Got to keep that window minimized on the computer there. I'm not reading the text. Don't worry. I'll read it during the break. Where was I? Live dogs. I'm with you on the Bengals. It's Bengals or pass for me. The other dog that I thought about was Jacksonville plus three. This is that role that I've just always noticed. There's always been this faction of people that bet the NFL professionally and do it well that fade the Chargers when they're laying points on the road. They've done it for 15 years. And here we go. Mm-hmm. Look ahead number was one. Now we're at three. You're going to Jacksonville. Duval. Laying a field goal. I know some guys that took three that I respect a ton. So it's something that you have to at least consider when you see guys that win in the NFL. This is that sweet spot. Fade the Chargers on the road, and you get the full three, plus the three.
Yeah, I'm looking to fade the Chargers just in general because of that offensive line. And don't get it twisted. What happened on Sunday night was what we were expecting with no offensive line and Herbert under pressure and taking sacks. That happened. The problem was the Steelers couldn't do anything offensively. So we were on Steelers plus, at least I was on Steelers plus three in that one. It looked horrible, but the handicap still came through. It just wasn't enough to decide the game because Pittsburgh couldn't do anything offensively. I would still be looking to fade the Chargers moving forward. I think they're going to fall off in the second half of the year. It just depends on the opponent and whether or not they can pressure the quarterback. Any teasers?
Go ahead. No, you got it.
Short list of teasers for me. I only saw two that I'm interested in. How about you?
I do like the Eagles in the game, but man, teasing Detroit to 8.5 seems pretty enticing, doesn't it, on Sunday night?
Yes, sir. I did that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Detroit plus 8.5, and I was looking at Baltimore minus 1.5. That's really it for me.
And the Giants to plus 13. Kidding.
Don't need
kidding,
it.
Kidding.
Money line.
Kidding. I mean, Jacksonville up. Jacksonville from 3-9, 2.5 to 8.5, getting it through 7. I think that's,
yeah.
I think that's solid. Wink, wink.
Well, the funny thing is, Giants are either winning or they're losing by 30. So,
yeah, I'm not.
This is not a team you want to tease. Definitely
no, not. No. You just money line them.
Yes, correct. Lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Thursday. We'll have some plays for Thursday night football next here on Bet Sweats.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.